The Lord, saints.
So 2 weeks ago, I had the opportunity to go to Africa with Brother Willie. And Willie is currently in Ecuador. So the brothers asked me to give a brief report on my experience in Africa.
Amen.
So before I begin, I'd like to start with a verse in Matthew 24:14.
Amen.
It says, "And this, the gospel of the kingdom,
Amen.
Will be preached to the whole earth, right?
Amen.
For a testimony among the nations.
Amen.
And then the end will come."
Amen.
So I like to give the report in three stages. One, regarding the history of the Lord's recovery in Ethiopia. Two, a report on a week-long perfecting training. And then to sum up, an update on the Lord's move in Ethiopia. Now, what really got me stirred up is around 2001, a group of young pursuing college seekers in the University of Addis Ababa in Ethiopia, they started really to seek the Lord, and they began to come across Watchman Nee's ministry and began getting into the normal Christian life, the glorious church.
Amen.
And for a period of time, they thought that they were the only ones on the earth that was practicing on the ground of locality.
Wow.
And in a few years later, they came in contact with the brothers. And since 2001, I think they took the ground in Addis in 2003. Since then, these young brothers who were true seekers of the Lord, they are now pillars in the church in Addis.
Amen.
Prior to going to Africa, I have to admit I was not too familiar with the geography regarding Africa. So Ethiopia is a country in the continent of Africa on the northeast side of Africa. And then among Africa, there's 50 plus nations. From east to west, I think it's about 3,500 miles. From north to south, it's 4,000 miles. So it's a huge, huge continent.
Amen.
And currently, in Ethiopia, there are four lampstands. The church in Addis, the church in Adama, the church in Debrezara, and then Mekki.
Amen.
Now, during this week-long training, a group of 160 saints, ranging from 15 years old to as old as 73, registered for the 7th annual East Africa Perfecting Training,
Amen.
Where they focus on the four pillars of life, truth, gospel, and church.
Amen.
And this can be found in Hebrews 10:22-25. So for the sake of time, I ask that you go into those verses.
Amen.
And a group of blended brothers. Brother Willie from the Northwest. Brother Steve Watts from Houston, Texas. Brother Paul Cook from London, England. And Brother John Huang from Pretoria, South Africa. They came and spoke on these four pillars. And regarding the pillar of life, Brother Steve shared on primarily on the line of the exercise of the Spirit.
Amen.
I was really impressed that in John 3, we've been born of the Spirit. So the divine life is now within us. And what a blessing it was to witness the exercise of the spirits of the saints from Ethiopia.
Amen.
I can testify that their exercise of the spirit was so pure.
Amen.
It was so encouraging and enriched to me. And in their testimonies and consecration, I can say that in my fellowship with Willie, it almost took us to tears how consecrated and pure their exercise and seeking of the Lord was.
Amen.
Secondly, with regards to the truth, We have a storehouse here in the Lord, here in the Lord's recovery.
Amen.
Starting from the gold standard, the Recovery Version Bible, we have the outlines, we have the verses, we have the cross references, we have the footnotes.
Amen.
You know, we have Joseph's storehouse within our grasp.
Amen.
I was so touched that many of the trainees, over the course of the 1 week, they were able to recite all 27 books in the New Testament, word for word, the subjects.
Wow.
So what a encouragement. And English is only their second language, even though they speak Amharic, which is their common tongue. And thirdly, with regards to the church, we were all touched that we need to see the ground of the church. The ground of the church is a site in which the locality in each city of the church is based. And that regardless of the condition, conditions may change, our feelings may fluctuate, but the ground of the church is absolute. So what a mercy it is to see the truth.
Amen.
And then also, lastly, in the line of the gospel, we see that not only do we have the four gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, we have Paul's gospel, which is the completing gospel.
Amen.
Of the entire New Testament.
Amen.
I was so touched that we were brought into that light and revelation. Now lastly, before I get into the up-to-date move in Ethiopia, I had an opportunity to attend the Overflow Lord's Table in Ethiopia. And upon entering in, the saints began to pray. The saints prayed for 30 minutes straight before we broke the bread.
Amen.
And this is without the piano, without guitars. We were just singing and praising the Lord.
Amen.
In English. And in Amharic, I have some videos, so please come. I would love to share this with you. And then lastly, with regards to the Lord's move in Ethiopia, there are 31 consecrated brothers and sisters who have given up a year to attend the one-year truth-pursuing training.
Amen.
This is something similar to the full-time training. But essentially, these saints have quit their jobs to really consecrate a year of their lives to seek the truth.
Amen.
And then we have brothers from around the world that are coming in in a blended effort to minister the truth to these saints. I had an opportunity to visit the training site. It's a training site in a five-story building where they've remodeled up to 17 different rooms, so the brothers and sisters will be able to stay in this training center facility.
Yeah.
Where they'll be able to receive speaking from the overseas brothers either through Skype or once through in person. But all in all, I'm so encouraged.
Amen.
That the Lord is moving.
Amen.
That there's a testimony of the Lord's recovery in Africa.
Amen.
And I would encourage everyone, if there's an opportunity to blend, really go out and blend with the saints. It'll really enlarge your vision.
Amen.
Widen your heart.
Amen.
And give you a deep appreciation for the rich ministry that we have today.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
So before we do the announcements, we'll pass out the forms. Dear Saints, so we've been having fellowship regarding the service in the church. And even our morning revival has been on this matter of service for the building up of God's house. And we wanted to... Oh, yeah, I'll take one too. Can you pass that out? And we wanted to actually, okay. We wanted to take the opportunity to take some practical steps related to our service and even all of our participation in the service of the church. And so we know that our service is for the building up of the body of Christ. And you'll see on the form, there's a lot of practical services. But dear saints, 2 weeks ago when Brother Dexter was sharing about our service, he mentioned from the Old Testament the testimony of the cupbearers that served Solomon and how their testimony convicted the Queen of Sheba. And so that touched me very much. Our service, even in relation to the practical services in the church, our service is not merely to get things done. Right. Our service is to be a testimony.
Amen.
And our service is for the building up of the body.
Amen.
And so we need to have the proper view, and we may continue speaking more about the service, but we need to have a proper view regarding our service. Even to realize that all of us, we want to serve in our measure.
Amen.
We want to serve according to the portion that God has given to us. Okay, so related to that,
Can you sit with Grandpa?
Related to that, we've got a form highlighting many of the church services. There are a lot of needs. Some of the needs are very practical. Many of the needs here are practical, and there's a lot of spiritual service as well related to visiting the saints. But on this form, we want to present this to you all, to all the saints here, to go to the Lord to consider what service or services the Lord would place you in. I think many of us are already serving in some of these areas. But we should go to the Lord to consider, would the Lord continue to have us serve in this area? Or would the Lord have us serve in another area? And actually, it's very okay. It's quite okay to serve in more than one area.
Right.
Some of these services are very light, and other services are more involved. And so as a way to help, you'll notice that there are some points under each of the services that help explain what the service is doing in case we're not familiar with that service. And so just briefly, we've got a business office with the announcements. We have not had a formal business office, even though we've had some sisters coordinating for the announcements, but we're expanding that. So there's a service around the business office. We need further help with the book room and training registration. There's ongoing needs around ushering and parking. And then we've got a maintenance service to care for the practical matters around the hall. Even on that point, some of us have certain skills that the Lord could use for the caring even of the practical needs in the church. And so we need to go to the Lord to see how he would direct us. So maintenance, there are certainly some that have practical skills that could be useful with maintenance. Tape room, audiovisual. We've got landscaping. You'll notice that there's the need for help around the landscaping. And so if you would like to see the landscape improved, please offer yourself to serve on landscaping. We've got the piano service. We've got hospitality. Now, hospitality is a service that's needed on an occasional basis because this is a service that's done periodically around the year, but it's when it happens, we need a lot of help. And that there's a lot of coordination involved. Kitchen service is maybe a newer service, but there's needs even in the kitchen. Not necessarily week by week, but in a coordinated way to take care of the kitchens. We've got hall supplies. We've got the Lord's table service. We've got cleaning and arranging. There may be additional needs above and beyond the home meetings that take care of the cleaning. And then we've got the Saturday breakfast. We've got translation because we have ongoing needs for translation both weekly and during the conferences and special events. We've got van maintenance. We've had brothers take care of the van maintenance. So one of them for sure is no longer here. We have practical needs around the vans. And then we've got the children's service. And then lastly, if none of the services are listed here that you would like to serve on, There's a place for other. And so you can write that in. And so hopefully there is a place for all of us to serve.
Amen.
Dear saints, there's a place for all of us to serve.
Amen.
And so we need to take this to the Lord to consider how he would lead us.
Amen.
Maybe some of us, we need to be given to prayer. That was brought up recently. Maybe some of the older saints could be given to prayer. That is a real service in the body. Okay, lastly, at the bottom, we've got a place for us to identify ourselves with our name, our email address, and our phone number, the best phone number to be reached at. And then we have a short prayer. It's really a consecration. This is an opportunity to offer ourselves to the Lord.
Amen.
For the sake of his service. So when at the bottom, please take this to the Lord prayerfully. Consecrate, and then we have a place for our signature. Some of us may feel right now today we know what services we would like to participate on. Others, we would encourage you to take a week, bring it back next week, and we've got a box near the offering box where you can drop off your form right by Brother Jay. There's a box right there. And so if you feel you can do it today, that's wonderful. Otherwise, we encourage everyone to go to the Lord and bring it back next week. This will help us. We will have further coordination related to the arrangements of the service in the church.
Amen.
Do you have anything you want to add?
Maybe I'll just add a couple comments that Dexter mentioned the cleaning and arranging, and mostly this is taken care of by the home groups. However, not everyone is very attached to a home group. So if you are not in a situation already cleaning and arranging, we felt to give you an opportunity because I think that would really help. So before Tim gives the announcements, I also wanted to mention again that on the back of the announcement sheet, the reading portions from the last 3 weeks are ministry portions, very rich ministry portions related to the church service. We took the one from last week for in our home group, and I would just read a sentence or two from this ministry service here, really stressing that our serving is to minister Christ as grace to other believers.
Amen.
Then also a strong admonition that every believer needs to serve.
Amen.
The greatest problem today with the Christians is that most of them do not use their gift. That's their gift for service. I would say 90% of genuine Christians today neglect their gift. Right? So he really makes the point that all believers are gifted persons. There's a parable in Matthew 25 that says that the Lord gave 5 talents to some, 2 talents to others, and 1 talent to another. Now, at a minimum, every believer has 1 talent.
Amen.
And a brother pointed out that 1 talent is a lot of weight in the measure of the ancient measuring system. It's equivalent to 6,000 denarii. And a denarii is a full day's wages.
Wow.
So by quick calculations, it's 16 to 20 years of wages.
Wow.
The minimum, the smallest member among us, maybe it's me, maybe it's you, has at a minimum 1 talent.
Amen.
The Lord's expectation is that we would invest it.
Amen.
And that we would serve.
Amen. And also even tying it back with Exodus from the priesthood, this is an opportunity for us to fulfill our responsibility to be the real priests.
Amen.
And in our service groups, we're looking to the Lord that there would be more building, more enjoyment of Christ, more ministering of life to one another. Again, not merely just to do something, but to have the real fellowship and the real building in our service groups.